Following is a class given by His Holiness Jayabhataka Swami on April 20th, 1990 in Tirupati, India. The class begins with a reading from the Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 4, Text 7.
The purpose of the Vedas is to establish sub-principles under the order of the Supreme Lord. And the Lord directly orders at the end of the Gita that the highest principle of religion is to surrender unto Him only and nothing more. The Vedic principles push one towards complete surrender unto Him. And whenever such principles are disturbed by the demonic, the Lord appears. From the Bhagavatam, we understand that the Lord Buddha is the incarnation of Krishna who appeared when materialism was rampant and materialists were using the pretext of the authority of the Vedas. Although there are certain restrictive rules and regulations regarding animal sacrifice for particular purposes in the Vedas, people of demonic tendency still took to animal sacrifice without reference to the Vedic principle. Lord Buddha appeared to stop this nonsense and to establish the Vedic principles of non-violence. Therefore, each and every avatara or incarnation of the Lord has a particular mission, and they are all described in the revealed scripture. No one should be accepted as an avatara unless he is referred to by scripture. It is not a fact that the Lord appears only on Indian soil. He can advent himself anywhere and everywhere and whenever he desires to appear. In each and every incarnation, he speaks as much about religion as can be understood by the particular people under their particular circumstances. But the mission is the same. You want to translate? You can do running translation. He can also come. Log it over to who doesn't know English? So this one comes from
English level. ఇంగ్లీష్ ఎవరు చేస్తారు ఇంగ్లీష్ రాని వాళ్ళు ఇంగ్లీష్ అర్థం రాని
వాళ్ళు చెప్పలేకపోయినా Yeah, you sit here by the Hindi. You sit, and then while I'm speaking, you just want to explain. Still closer. The principles of the Bhagavad Gita were spoken to Arjuna, and for that matter to other highly elevated persons. Because Arjuna was highly advanced compared to ordinary persons in other parts of the world. 2 + 2 = 4 is the mathematical principle. That is true both in the beginner's arithmetic class and in the advanced class as well. Still there are higher and lower mathematics. In all incarnations of the Lord, therefore, the same principles are taught, but they appear to be higher and lower in varied circumstances. The higher principles of religion begin with the acceptance of the four orders and four statuses of social life, as will be explained later. The whole purpose of the mission of incarnation is to arouse Krishna consciousness everywhere. Such consciousness is manifest and non-manifest only under different circumstances. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of your religion, at that time I descend myself. Sometimes people ask that they think that Krishna is coming down like an ordinary human being. But here in this verse, Krishna, Lord Krishna, clarifies that he descends himself out of his own spiritual potency. He doesn't come due to the laws of karma. Actually, the Lord doesn't need mother and father to come. He can come directly. But sometimes he's accepting a mother and father just to give some devotees a blessing. Just like Radha or Sita, they were not born to their parents, but they just came. Similarly, Varaha, he came all of a sudden. But Narasimhadev, who is the mother and father of Narasimhadev? He came out of the column to save Prahlad. If the Lord wants, he can just come, but if the Lord wants to come also with mother and father, he can come like that. So Krishna came as son of Devaki and Vasudev. Ram came as son of Dasarath. In this way, this is their lila or pastime. When Krishna appeared, he immediately was manifesting a four-handed Narayana form, just like Balaji. This present is showing. But Devaki requested him to take a small child form. So then Krishna became a small baby and was taken by Vasudev over to the house of Nanda Maharaj in Yasoda. So Krishna comes. The Lord comes in his different avatars according to the predictions of the Vedas. It's not that there's any unscheduled avatars. All avatars are predicted already in the Vedas. Buddha is predicted, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is predicted, Krishna explained, Ramchandra. Next avatar is Kalki. There is no other avatar predicted. Although many people nowadays claim to be avatar. But avatar means that it's the Lord who descends. And when he comes down to this material world, he comes with his own spiritual potency in order to deliver the fallen soul. So when Krishna came, he spoke this Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita we are reading now 5,000 years later because it's spoken by God. If Bhagavad Gita was spoken by an ordinary man, then what is the value of speaking and reading Bhagavad Gita today? Because Gita was spoken by the Lord Himself, therefore this has permanent or eternal value. Krishna is revealing mysteries of life which people have been pondering and thinking about since time immemorial. The secrets that Lord Krishna is revealing in Bhagavad Gita, these are directly the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, these are the highest principles of religion. As Krishna explained, Rajavidyarajabhuyam Rasya Veda Uttamam. But I am giving you the king of education, the king of knowledge, the greatest of all mysteries and secrets. So actually, this is a very glorious thing that the Lord, He can come here in this world and He can show how His eternal pastimes are going on. Just like a governor or chief minister, if they want, they can go to the prison house. If they want, they can go to the street. A few days ago, the Andhra Pradesh governor, it came in paper, he went to the Charminar shopping area of Hyderabad to see how the crowds are moving. He went without security guard. Just he went like that with the husband and wife and one businessman. And they're walking just in the street like ordinary citizens. When the police saw, they became startled. How the governor is walking like this, no police guard, nothing. So immediately they supplied some plain clothes men. He is walking, seeing the market, people are pushing. He is going in his Punjabi and dhoti. No one is recognizing. So if governor wants, who can say you cannot go in the street? Can anyone say? It's his freedom. If he wants, he can come also. That's a greatness. But we say God is so great, but no, he cannot come. Then what is the meaning? If he wants to, he can come. But if governor comes in the street, or if he goes to the prison house to see how the prisoners are, does that mean he's a prisoner? No. Governor is always the governor. He can go, he can release the prisoner also. Just like President of India, if he wants, he can take away the death penalty. This prerogative is with him. And this way he can go anyway, he can go on prison now with him. Similarly, Krishna, he comes to this material world. But he's not under the karma. He's always transcendental. This is the beauty. So the devotees, they relish the pastime when the Lord is coming to this world and acting like in a very open way, very accessible. They find this more attractive than when the Lord is in Vaikuntha and he's very hard to approach. Every day governor is sitting in Rajbhavan, but nobody is taking his picture. But when he came to the street, there was a new thing. So they took the photo and they published in the newspaper. Lord is always in Vaikuntha, but when he is coming here, there's a very special thing. Not every day he is coming. Yuga yuga. Sambhavani yuga yuga. Once in a yuga is coming. It is very wonderful when the Lord is coming here. And just like this is like a prison house. So just by the Lord's glance, we can get free from this prison house, or we can very easily approach the Lord. Very hard to see the governor. You have to make appointments, you have to wait in a queue, line. But that day, anyone who knew, you could see this on the street. But most people, they didn't recognize. They thought this was some ordinary shopper. They didn't know this is governor. Like that Krishna is coming. But he's not ordinary person. Governor is not the ordinary person, he has the title. But Krishna himself is God. But you can take an example of a governor, of human being, but he's got some power. He can even take away the chief ministership. He can do so many things. That is power given by constitution. But Krishna, power is not given by anyone else. That's why he says here, Sijamyaham, I come with my own self I come. He himself is giving himself the power. But he comes, everyone could see Krishna, so many people. But some are very fortunate to realize that who is Krishna. Others were foolish, they didn't appreciate. Rujjidong, he could never appreciate Krishna. Even though Krishna showed him Vishwarupa in his Raj Sabha, even though so many things happened, he could not appreciate Krishna because he was envious. But the bhaktas, they could appreciate Krishna and all his beauty very easily. So the secret for approaching the Lord, Krishna explains why he taught this science to Krishna. But I am teaching you this because you are my friend. Bhaktusimeng sakachiti rahasya vinetaruptamam. You are my devotee. Bhaktusimeng sakachiti. You are my friend. The demons who are envious of Krishna, they are not his friend, they are not his devotee. This rahasyam, this mystery, they don't understand. But those who are devoted, they can easily understand the glorious position of the Lord. So many people are coming to Tirumala, Tirupati, because they want to also contribute donation to Venkateshwara, Balaji, Govindaji, to pay back his debt, help him to pay his debt to Kuwait. This is also the lila, pastime of the Lord. That some previous yuga he came and he had all these pastimes. This is the glory of the Lord. He can come and he can enact his very nice pastime and he can engage in devotee and devotional service. So, the Krishna conscious movement is also meant to broadcast that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that everyone should engage in His service. This is the actual purpose of life. 500 years ago, the Lord came as golden avatar, Gauranga Mahabhu. Krishna came as the Supreme Lord, His Swayam Rup, and Chaitanya is His Bhakta Rup. He comes as the devotee of Himself. This is very mysterious form. And Chaitanya Mahabhu also came here to Tirupati, Tirumala, visited the temple of Balaji, chanted Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we have our temple here because also Chaitanya Mahabhu, he visited this sacred land. He is devoted also to Balaji. He Himself is the Lord. But Lord come as devotee. Devotee is giving bhakti to the Lord very easily. The Lord Chaitanya is giving His own devotion more easily than when He came in Dwarpa Yuga as Krishna. If we want to get bhakti for the Lord, we can get very easily from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But before we chant Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare, we chant Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasudeva Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Everyone knows that mantra? By chanting that name of Chaitanya, we get the devotion for Krishna very easily. In the Vedas, it's predicted that in Kali Yuga, the Lord will come as the son of Sachi, and 24 years he'll be Grihastha, and next 24 years he'll be Sannyasi. All of these things are mentioned in Shastra. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took Sannyas and he came here to South India. And he also preached. Now before we take up this process of daily chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Ram. When we are coming in the train, so many people were discussing with us. That time also they mentioned that we are not doing daily practice of spiritual life. Other religions are doing daily practice. Actually, the system of recommended in this age of Kali is Kirtaniya Sadahari. We should always be chanting Hare Krishna. It's not daily practice. This is Nitya practice, constant practice. While working, while sleeping, while all activity, we go on chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, as far as possible. In this way, we keep a constant contact with the Lord, and this gives us very quickly devotion for the Lord. He said, Chetatakunamajanam bhavamahadabhagiyarvabhanam. This is the cleansing of the consciousness. The mirror of the consciousness is wiped clean. We can see the truth reflected perfectly in the mirror of our consciousness. When this happens, then the fire of material suffering is extinguished. Bhavamahadabhagiyarvabhanam. This is all auspicious. So, this moonlight of all auspiciousness, the transcendental light of spiritual life, everything is manifested simply by the chanting of Hare Krishna. And we can taste the nectar at every step, the pure nectar. This process has been given not only for the rich people, or not only for the educated people, but for anyone, whether rich or poor, whether educated or illiterate, whether learned or unlearned, whether very aristocratic or ordinary, if we chant His holy name, there's no bar, and one can quickly get the nectar of Krishna consciousness. But the process is to get everyone to go on chanting in their house. Let them chant in the ashram or in the house every day, regularly. And if one wants to advance, then one is recommended to chant and count a fixed number of times per day, gradually increasing up to 16 rounds per day and more, as one likes. So, when the irreligion came again, after Krishna left 4,500 years, after Lord Krishna's disappearance, then he came again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to establish the principle of bhakti, of Sanatana Dharma. Thank you all for helping and understanding and spreading this message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to uplift the entire population. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Any question?
They would like to chant. But in India, like even a child, they need not a priest to come to the temple, they come and chant to the temple. These things are there, but still, like a false ego or some understanding is not there.
How will they understand unless they're taught? This is the glory of being born in India, this easily one can engage in a spiritual activity. The tendency is there. But simply tendency is not alone sufficient. It's bhakti and vedanta, both are needed. The devotion and knowledge. Otherwise, with only devotion or bhakti without vedanta, spiritual understanding, that can become frivolous or can become fanaticism, some other way can be substance. Only the jnanis, who only have knowledge but no bhakti, they become very mental, very speculative. The jnanis are saying, why do you want to worship Krishna? Everything is God. The floor is God, the wall is God, So anything is saying worship the Holy Lord. But actually, this is type of egoistic thought. By saying everything and anything is God, the Dvaitavad, they are not actually promoting people's spiritual consciousness. Rather, they are making people atheistic. This way, if you say everybody is government, so in this way you eliminate governorship. The governor is one special person, but today you declare all citizens are governors, or all citizens are kings. Then it's no king has no more value, isn't it? Radhe Govinda. So they're saying everyone is God. So that means that they are utilizing that everyone is equal, there's no supreme God by default. So this creates confusion in the mind of the people. So like this, so many confusion are there with only speculative knowledge. So the combination is required, bhakti and vedanta. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has three principles. He said, Bolo Krishna, Bhojo Krishna, Bolo Krishna Shikha. Chant Hare Krishna, worship Krishna, and study Krishna's teaching. Krishna's teaching means Gita, spoken by Krishna, and Bhagavad, spoken about Krishna. We need also to study. That's why we're having daily prayer. Maharaj is here also to give daily prayer. To be giving prayers, isn't it? To teach all these things in greater detail. That's why the people that are having some devotion, they should also stay to listen to prayer. They should read, they should understand. Otherwise, the devotion may also become misplaced. What is dharma? What is adharma? In our heart, if we like a field, you can plant weeds and you can plant plants. But we have to eliminate the weeds so the plants will grow nicely. So Lord Chaitanya said in the same thing, if you allow adharma and dharma together in the heart, this will smother the growth of dharma. You have to pull out the adharma and maintain the dharma, then you can quickly grow in your spiritual life. To do this, you have to know what is the difference between dharma and adharma. We call children innocent, they don't know the difference, what is right, what is wrong. But when someone is grown, if a 2-year-old child pushes some button and this causes a death of someone, no one would make a child suffer, but that is no. But if an adult he does this thing, he said, I don't know. People may not believe you, you should know, you push the electric thing, you pull it, which is very careless or even homicide, murder. Radha Govinda Bhagavan Ko. Indeed, all people are coming, so they need also to know something. Why, like this boy is serious or this gentleman is serious? The more that someone knows about the science, they become more serious. They know by more they practice also. Theoretical knowledge is one thing. When you apply that, it becomes realized knowledge. The life laboratory. We put it to the test in our own living laboratory. Any question you have? Sure? Question?
You're talking about the Advaita Vadi. I'm finding that the mostly, almost all are Advaitas in this material world. But I always observe, and personally come, they take it personally. How it is, I don't understand. They take the tab of spiritual as a meeting as well as they say, one. But something comes personally, you depend on them. The personal. How it is, you know. So explain the material life or spiritual life.
When Lord Chaitanya was a small child, 2 years old, mother brought him some sweet love sweets for him to eat. That time, he picked up some dirt from the ground and started to eat. Mother said, "What are you doing? You are eating dirt." He said, "Well, you are offering me this sweet meat, some foundation or something. This is nothing but earth. One form of earth. This is the earth. By eating this earth, there was a difference. By eating dirt." So the mother said to him, she said, "How you learned all these things? This is not proper understanding. The earth, in one form, if you just a crude form, you add water, it becomes mud. But if you shape it like a brick or a clay pot, you burn it, then you can hold the water. So one thing has one form of earth has one use, another form has another use. So you can eat sandesh and other form of prasad, but the raw earth, if you eat, you get sick, you may die. Then Lord Chaitanya, baby Nimai, he said, "Oh, why you didn't tell me this before? How I'll know what to eat, what not to eat, if you don't explain all these things?" He is always playing like this. So even his mother, Sachi, she pointed out how this Advaita Vad is impractical. You, everything is one. They think all one, so eat dirt or eat sandesh, the same thing, all dirt. She said, "No, no, this is a transformation. Dirt in one form is not same as dirt in another." So everything is energy of Krishna. Raj, Shakti, Vidai, the three of them. All the energy of Krishna according to the state of Satya Upanishad. But different form is there. So immaterial energy at one time and the spiritual energy in another form. So Krishna, they're all this energy. But for us, it's different. So this Advaita Vadi, they don't, actually their philosophy is not practical. That's why they cannot practice it. The Vaishnava philosophy is practical, we can practice. Once there was one big Swamiji, Advaita Vadi, with big turban, and he's arguing with one, his grandson, and he's saying, "All is one, everything is one. You're God, I'm God, everything is God, all is one." And then a discussion is going on. So finally the Iskand Sanyasi took off the turban, he threw in the water. "So what you're doing, this my valuable turban, you threw in the water, this is all one. Whether it's on your head or in water, it's all one." "No, no, this my turban." Become very angry. Their philosophy is not practical. It's only talk. Actually, what they're saying is against the Veda. Vedas say we should worship Archa Vidya. Why people are coming all over India, all over the world to give darshan and Balaji? Because this is Archa Avatar. This is one incarnation of Krishna as Archa Vidya. Now they say everything is just. See, why you go there, you worship the stone, you worship the sky. Actually, these people are against Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mayavadi, Hoyo. Mayavadi hoy, abradi.